Security is being ramped up in Minneapolis after a jury retired to consider its verdict in the case against ex-police officer Derek Chauvin. He's accused of killing George Floyd, the incident that sparked the Black Lives Matter protests. The defense contends Floyd died of an underlying heart disease and his illegal use of drugs. The prosecutors disagree.
This use of force was unreasonable. It was excessive. It was grossly disproportionate. It is not an excuse for the shocking abuse that you saw with your own eyes. And you can believe your own eyes. This case is exactly what you thought when you saw it first.
The UK has added India to its travel ban list amid soaring coronavirus infections and the emergence of a new variant which could be resistant to vaccines. Under the new rules, anyone who doesn't have UK residency rights will be refused entry to Britain if they've been to India in the last 10 days. The move came hours after Prime Minister Boris Johnson cancelled plans to visit New Delhi next week.
UEFA is said to be in discussions with Centricus Asset Management over a $7 billion financing package. That's to overhaul its soccer tournament and stop plans for a new breakaway Super League. The talks reportedly started several months ago with negotiations ongoing. And no guarantee a deal can be struck between Switzerland-based sports body and Centricus.
The co-heads of Credit Suisse's prime brokerage are leaving the bank in the wake of its $4.7 billion loss from the implosion of Archegos Capital Management. John Dapps and Ryan Nelson will step down immediately. Dividends have been cut. Share buybacks have been suspended at the company, which lost around a quarter of its market value since it first raised issues with Archegos.
And NASA has conducted its first flight on another planet. A four-pound helicopter named Ingenuity rose to about 10 feet above the surface of Mars for about 40 seconds before descending to the ground. The chopper arrived on Mars along with the Perseverance rover on February 18th. Researchers are planning four more flights, which will help study Mars from the sky.